My God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
He's real when we don't feel him. He's never left us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. You got to be in the house of the Lord tonight. What a privilege it is once again to come to the house of the Lord. We had a time here Wednesday night, didn't we? How many of you appreciate Brother Tim Pruitt, the message that he brought us? Just the word of the Lord, just so good. Well, we're here tonight. I believe we're going to have another great service. How many of you come expecting to receive something from the Lord? Well, I believe you'll get just exactly what you come looking for. If you're looking for faults, I'm sure you're going to find that. But don't even look for that, because we're all flawed human beings. But aren't you glad we're serving a perfect Savior? The perfect sacrifice gave His life for us. Are you glad about that tonight? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give Him a real good hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to look at our prayer request. Let's see what we have. We don't have that many tonight, but we do have some we want to let you know about. We'll just commit all these things unto the Lord. This is from Sister Tanya Van Logrenberg. She sends this in to please put in a prayer request for a friend of my family. She is in the hospital with pneumonia and other complications. They're asking that we would remember that prayer request tonight as we pray, so let's remember those. Dear the Bride of Christ, please put my nephew Cameron on your prayer list. He had surgery this past week to remove his gallbladder because he became very ill with stomach pain and severe vomiting. He was released from the hospital but is still experiencing the same symptoms, not able to eat. He is going back to the hospital, hopefully to get the right diagnosis and help. Thank you, and may God bless. Sister Irene Pierce sends that in, so we certainly want to pray for her nephew, that the Lord would just be mindful of that request tonight as we pray. Brother Fred Perry sends this in. My wife's cousin passed away today. Family really needs our prayer, so let's remember that need tonight as we pray, that the Lord would just be mindful of those folks. Brother Paul Airwood sends this in. His roommate at Milligan College lost his grandfather unexpectedly on Tuesday morning. They're asking that we would remember that family in prayer, so we will remember them tonight, that the Lord would just be mindful of that situation. I want to pray for Sister Victoria Thomas from Georgia for several needs in her body. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Want to pray for Sister Ruth Jacks for many needs in her family. Also remember her daughter in prayer as we pray. A lot of sickness, a lot of folks traveling this weekend in our local assembly here. How many of you have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to pray about? I believe we're serving a prayer answering God, don't you? How many of you love Him better than everything in this world? How many of you know He is your life? He is what we're all about. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight as we get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Brother West, if you want to come, take us to the Lord tonight on behalf of all these requests. We'll just commit these things unto the Lord. Certainly appreciate Brother West, don't we? God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. Appreciate you. Also, one request I'd like to mention, too. There's a lady that I work with. She works in the cafeteria at Woodridge, and her name is Trish. She's been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in her lymph nodes, and she's just brokenhearted and doesn't know where to turn, and she needs the Lord and needs the Lord to intervene in her situation too. And I told her that I would pray for her and that I would bring it before our church body too. So let's just kick Him out. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful to have this place, Lord, to come to, where I can gather together with all the saints, Lord, of like precious faith, Lord, where there's such a unity of spirit and love, Lord, among us. Lord Jesus, I know that the devil tries to beat us down, tries to put sickness into our lives, into our families' lives, into our friends' lives, Lord, but he tries to do all these things. He tries to put all these hardships on us, Lord, to try to defeat us in our spirit and to bring us down. But Lord, all of this has already been taken care of. And we know that you have already paid the price for every one of these illnesses and every one of these sicknesses. They are already healed, Lord. It's just a matter of getting the revelation and seeing it, Lord, and believing it by faith. So, Lord, tonight we gather our voices together. We gather our spirits together. And we just proclaim that we believe the word. We believe you, Lord, when you say that by your stripes we are healed. We believe that with all of our heart, Lord. That's what we're going to listen to. That's what we're going to hold on to. Lord, like a tie post in a storm when the wind is blowing and howling and the rain is coming. Nothing can wash us away if we just hold on to your word, because it will never pass away. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. You have done so much for us. It's unspeakable, all the things that you have done, Lord. It's all the testimonies that are behind the prayer requests that we've seen come across this pulpit, Lord. We know that we can trust you. We know that we can put our faith in you. And Lord, we just dedicate this service to you. We pray for our precious brother who's back there tonight, Lord, who's going to come out here and he's going to try his very best to get out of the way so that you can speak to us. Lord, I ask you to fill him up. I ask you, Lord, just pour out the coffers of heaven on our brother and let the Spirit have complete freedom here tonight, that we may see the very presence of God before our eyes. Lord, we thank you and we love you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Appreciate you. All right, let's sing a little bit more of that song tonight. Now, you may have to move around considerably amount of space tonight, but shake hands with somebody. If you can't reach them, holler at them and tell them God bless them. We're glad to have all of you in the house of the Lord tonight. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Oh, our God is real. He's real in my soul. And made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, We're going to receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. Those that would be streaming the service tonight, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Let me make this announcement. Brother West wanted me to let all of you know that teens and young adults, also parents that are providing a ride to the hike that is at Grayson Highlands State Park. That's tomorrow. That's going to be taking place tomorrow. Please meet in the fellowship hall right after service for a brief meeting. Brother West wants you to know that. Teens, young adults, parents that are going to be providing a ride to the hike tomorrow after service, Grayson Highlands State Park, please meet in the fellowship hall for just a brief meeting after the service tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him another good hand clap of praise tonight if you love him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother West mentioned our brother in the back, in the study back here, getting ready to bring us the word of the Lord. Brother Chisholm, we certainly appreciate Brother Chisholm, don't we? Just a precious brother, and I don't know who's with him tonight as far as their songs, but we're going to have some singing, have some preaching, some worship, some rejoicing, and we're going to be better people when we leave here tonight. Do you believe that? Let's sing an old song, Keep on the Firing Line. Around here, it's known as Keep on the Firing Line, but if you're from up north, you can say firing, and we won't run you off, but let's just keep on whatever it is. Let's keep on the firing line. How many of you want to stay fired up for the Lord Jesus Christ? How many of you know lukewarmness will not get it? He spewed lukewarmness out of his mouth. We're either going to be cold or we're going to be hot, but we want to be hot, don't we? Somebody say, I want to be on fire for Jesus. Give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. If you and my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin. With a shout of welcome, we will all march in. Just keep on
must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run, even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, keep on the firing line. Yes, you must fight. Be brave against all. Brother Aaron, you and Sister Lindsay. Or even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, or even lag behind. If you would win for God and
the Lord. Give Brother Aaron, Sister Lindsay a nice hand tonight. As you're seated, God bless you.
Deep as the ocean, bright as rain, this powerful emotion lifts me up above the plains. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go, showing me a place I never thought I'd know.
When I feel like
a sinner whose sins have been washed clean, an absolute beginner whose heart has never seen.
I must be forgiven for sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given. I can't go on.
Appreciate them, don't you? I really do. I tell a lot of people this, but I tell them as they walk off the platform, they're the kind of people that makes a good church a better church. And I mean that. I mean that with all my heart. Well, all of you are. You just make Happy Valley a better church by your being here. And we appreciate you. We love you tonight. Brother Chisholm's here. He's going to sing us a little song. Are we glad to see our brother tonight? Let's sing the old Happy Valley. Let's sing just a little bit of this song as he comes, and he'll probably carry it on, but he's got a song he's going to sing. Let's sing a little bit of old Happy Day. It's a happy day. You're a Happy Valley. You ought to have a happy face. Somebody say, I am happy. Somebody say, I'm just tickled to death nearly. I ain't no need to tell a story, but I hope you are happy. God bless you. We appreciate you tonight. Let's sing a little bit of that, brother. Let's stand tonight. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed. When Jesus washed. He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. It's a happy day, yes, happy day, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed.
Oh, we're talking about a happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, when Jesus washed. Oh, when he washed. Oh, when Jesus washed. He washed our sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy night. Oh, when Jesus washed. Oh, when Jesus washed. Oh, when Jesus washed. He washed my sins away. Oh, you're talking about a happy day. One of these old morning, oh, you're gonna look for me. Oh, happy day, going up to heaven. I'm gonna sing and shout. There won't be nobody there, Lord, oh, to turn me out. You talking about a happy day. You talking about a happy day. When Jesus washed my sins away. When Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, when Jesus washed. Oh, when Jesus washed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's good to be here. We got
We got something for the devil tonight. You know, the devil tried to program us. He tried to make it feel like we're just a Saturday. Of course, it's a Saturday. Amen. Every day is special. Amen. When I come to church. Amen. Sometimes I told my wife, a lot of time people, they put on their best on Sunday. They put on the good cologne and perfume and all that. Cause it's Sunday morning. And everybody want to look good and smell good. But just on regular night, they kind of dress the way they feel. Well, I got on a three-piece tonight, so you know how I feel. I love the Lord. It's a blessing to be here. Amen. We bring you greetings from Life Tabernacle again. You all know him, Pastor Fred Mullins. Amen. It's always an honor just to be here. I tell you what, I'm about like, I think I'm going to try to stop bringing my clothes. Yeah. You still got them adopting paper? Adoption? Okay. You say, okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just sing this song, amen, in the key of F, amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. I know this old flesh get tired. It get weary. I know. I've been in it now for almost 58 years. You know, about 20 more days, amen. And God is good to me. I'm seeing some of the best days of my life. I'm just seeing the coming of the Lord and the going away of the church. And it brings such joy on my heart just to know that after a while it'll all be over. We'll have to come here in these tired bodies and we give our best sitting here in Satan Eden, pressing. And the enemy don't want us to break gravity, to raise our hand. And the enemy's fighting, say, you can't be healed. But I want to tell you tonight that devil is a liar. Amen. God is a healer. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. This little thought that the Lord gave it to me. I spoke this message. If you don't mind me just telling you, I spoke this message a few months ago. And it was three ladies that was there. And God, I'm sorry for keeping you stand up, but I just want to lay this. There was three ladies that was there off of this simple message. Amen. There was one sister came up. She was in her late 20s or early 30s. And when she came up, I said, my sister, what do you desire of the Lord? And she said, I want to rededicate my life. And to me, in an age and a time that we are living in, for a young person to say that, Brother Jim, it just shot me on fire. And I walked away and I turned back around and I said, my sister, I said, you don't even need hands laid on you. I said, your faith is so strong, whatsoever you need you to act right now, it'll come to pass. I said, you are a Gentile bride. When I said that, young lady throwed her head back and she screamed with everything. I'd be all heaven heard her. Amen. When she done that, like the fire of God came down. And the next sister came up. Amen. She came up and she was staggering and this presence of the Lord was there. And she told me, she said, Brother Chisholm, she had a growth on her, something, a spot on her lungs or what have you. But I want you to know that God is here tonight. Amen. The same God, amen, at that church is here in Happy Valley. And the sister came up and she said, Brother Chisholm, she said, I got a spot on me and I got to go to the doctor and do some tests. And I told her these words. I said, let me tell you, my sister. I said, the God that we serve hadn't died in Jeffersonville. He's not somewhere in the grave, but he's alive tonight. I said, if Jesus was standing here and you walk up and ask him the same question, he'll back up and say, sister, there's nothing that I can do. What you mean? I've already done it 2,000 years ago. You just have to reach out and grab that faith. I said, my sister, God is still a healer. Oh, I feel good on a Saturday night. Amen. The devil might have look out. We come to preach tonight. And I said, sister, you just accept God. Accept your healing. Accept moving to that channel. And she said, and she just praised the Lord. And I could tell the enemy doubt trying to set in. I said, sister, according to your faith, just believe. She walked away. And the next sister came up. She was staggering. And she said, Brother Chisholm, she had some of the same symptoms. She was going before the doctor, had some of her lungs or something. Amen. The doctor and the machine said was there. And I said, sister, believe God. I said, my God, we need to get to a place. We need to make God come on the scene. Oh, we're not coming to church just to warm the pew, just to hear good sermons. No, we come to make the devil run. If I don't come back no more, I want you to be, I want Happy Valley to stay on fire. Keep the devil busy. Keep the devil busy. Don't look. I told the church, I said, some churches are let the devil go on a vacation. Let him sizzle on the beach with him and his demons. But let me tell you, at our little local seminary, Life Tabernacle, we keep the devil busy. It'll be a bad thing if the devil was on the beach or somewhere in the mountain fishing. And his demon said, don't we need to go to Happy Valley? And he said, devil, sit, demon, sit down. We don't need to go there. Those people don't believe God. But I'm going to tell you tonight that the devil is a liar. You need to tell the devil, I believe God. Those two sisters went back to their seat. And one sister came up and really, from this day to this day, it really touched my heart. Been married about the same amount of years. She came up, she said, Brother Chisholm, I just don't know no more. I said, what do you mean? You know, I need something to work with. We need to create a wall of faith. But there was nothing there. She said, I don't know no more. You say the Lord's coming? The wife said that. I said, sister, he's already here. He's here. He's here tonight. You just got to believe that. Just simple faith. Brother Jim, how you know you're going back home? How you know your keys is in your pocket? How you know your car is out there? Faith tells you that. I said, you got to believe God. Y'all pardon me, but I don't fall in the spirit. It'll be all right. So I walked away, and I'm telling you what. And then the sister told me, she said, I don't know him no more. I said, sister, you got to believe. And she was telling me about her marriage. I don't know no more. My husband, it almost sounded like she was saying, I don't have feeling for him no more. And I look back at her husband, he was worshiping God. And I'm saying to myself, oh my God, do he know what's going on? And sometime I come to church, people be coming to church, but they don't love Christ. They lost that relationship. They go through. Brother Jim, let me take this. I see right now that devil. Amen. I got something for him tonight. Y'all pardon me. I'm just all out of order. Amen. I'm just going to preach tonight. That's just what I'm going to do. I said, sister, y'all pardon me. Please pardon me. But I said, believe God. She said, I don't know. They said, the Lord's coming. I said, sister, don't say that. She said, I don't know no more. I said, you know. I don't know. And I said, oh my God. But after a while, I left. And those two sisters had to go to the doctor. And they went to the doctor and did MRI. Did a CAT scan test. And the doctor said it was there. He said, I don't know what happened, but it's gone. Come on, come on. Didn't the Bible say that these signs shall follow them? Let me tell you what. We're the word. We don't follow the sign. The signs follow us. How many of you believe that? The sister went to the doctor. The doctor said he couldn't find a trace of nothing. Said his spots are gone. Well, the other sister, it was bothering her because I could feel when she first came up a month ago, she was worrying. You got to kill doubt. You just got to believe God. I just know I'm going in the rapture. Are you hearing me? I just know I'm a son of God. I ain't questioning my mind. Am I? I'm a son of God. I'm a certified seed. Oh my God. Y'all pardon me. But that sister told her husband. She said, and there's so many words I'm not saying it right. Brother, forgive me. She was saying, you think God will heal me like he healed that sister? And I think the husband told her, say, if you meet the same criteria, God can't change. Amen. If he do it, if God healed that person of that condition, and you come on the same level of faith, then he got to do the same thing. If he don't do it, then he's not God. The sister said, well, I'm going to accept God. She said, if his brother children could pray, and the brother told her, said that the same preacher, the same anointing, now believe God. And she went away, and she had to believe God. And when she walked away, she trust God. And when she went to the doctor, she was praying. And when the doctor did a CAT scan, the MRI, whatever, when he done that, amen, the doctor said, I can't even find not one trace of nothing. Let me tell you, church, that's why I'm happy tonight. That's why I'm rejoicing tonight. They see that our God. Give me the key of F. Give me the key of F. I'm doing my introduction already. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. How many of you would just want to look on his face? His wonderful face. Oh my. Amen. Key of F. Just turn your eyes upon Jesus. He's a look close, and it's one, Luke, the 15th chapter. Oh, and the thing of this world will go straight, lead him in the light of his glory. I wish we could lift our voice up tonight. I wish we could just make that devil mad and say, oh, turn, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look in his wonderful face. Of this earth will go straight, lead him in the light of his glory and grace. Luke, the 15th chapter, and the 8th verse. It reads, neither what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one, does she not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she found it? And when she has found it, she calleth her friends and conjunction, her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Turn to Galatians 5. Galatians 5 and verse 22 through verse 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affliction and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desiring vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Now let's read one more scripture. This is one of my favorite scriptures. If you don't remember nothing else, remember this one. 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and verse 5. We see this around many believers. They have this problem. Almost like 98% of them have this problem. 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. Examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of your word. Now, Father, will you come and sanctify it to our soul? Bless the hearers of the word. May it be anointing, Lord. You anoint the congregation, Lord. And give me words of wisdom, Lord. Don't let me say anything, Lord, to edify the flesh. Lord, we give you honor, glory, in Jesus' name. Church, amen. You may be seated. By the help of the Lord tonight, I just want to preach on a message, the second coming of the Lord. Amen. The second coming of the Lord. Praise God. You know, there is a coming of the Lord before the rapture. That's right. There's a coming of the Lord before the rapture. And you ought to be proud tonight to be sitting here in Happy Valley to know that you know about that coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Even the world today, the denominational world, they go to church and they feel the presence of the Lord. They sing some of the gospel song that we sang, the worship and the good musician. But you're blessed tonight to know that we're not looking for him. He is already here. Amen. And what you have to do, you know, you said, Brother Chilton, it's a little different tonight. You came out all fired up. That's what we need to do. Sometimes we need, you know, we need to change up our ways of doing things. And the devil, he studies us. He know exactly how you come to church. He know you feel all woozy and all tired. And all of a sudden, when you sit down, you slide over, Mr. Unbelief sit right beside you. Are you hearing me? Amen. You all tired and weary. Amen. I've been beat down by the devil. Ain't read your Bible in about 2 or 3 days. Amen. Ain't praying. Amen. And listen at a tape. And you sit down, that old unbelief sit right beside you. Amen. And Mr. Murphy sit on the other side. And you having a hard time in church. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, we are in the one of the greatest hour of all time. Amen. We are looking for the catching away of the church. You said, Brother Chilton, we have heard that for many, many of years. But let me tell you, we are so close. Amen. When Jesus was on the earth, amen, in a physical form like I am, amen, when he walked the shores of Galilee, Luke talked about him, amen. The four gospels talk about him. And when Jesus was on the earth and he taught, he always taught with his disciples and his church. A lot of time he bring them away privately. How many would like to have a private conversation with the Lord? Why you love to just get away, just you and the Lord, one-on-one, Brother Jim, and just talk to the Lord? Well, disciples, there's many times Jesus would tell the disciples, he would tell, amen, more about his second coming than his death, burial, and resurrection. That's right. There's many times I remember the scripture in Matthew, the 24th chapter. You don't have to turn there. Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 3, disciples, they came to him and they asked him the question. Now, these brothers, they were sincere. They wanted to know. Just like tonight, you want to know. You want to know where we at. Brother Brandon say, if you want to know where we at, amen, what time it is, you look at the clock on the wall. You want to know the date of the month, he said, you look at the calendar. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And he said, watch Israel. There is our sign piece. Amen. Amen. So you ought to be happy tonight. And I think about when the disciples, they wanted to know. They come to church. And a lot of people, they don't want to know. I don't know about you. I want to learn more and more. I want to know how to, most of all, I need to know how to overcome myself. I need to know how to overcome Brother Chisholm. Amen. That's why Paul said, amen, examine yourself and see whether you ain't in the faith. Prove your own self. And a lot of members don't do that. They're always trying to look at somebody else and try to see what time they come to church so they can tell Brother Donnie, I've been to church early. Sister so-and-so, they're having a hard time. They late again tonight. If you didn't have a gooseneck, you'll never know they were late. So, see, what I'm trying to say tonight, I'm not worrying about nobody else. Come on, come on. Yeah, same old spirit in South Carolina. Everybody worrying about everybody else's business. He just bought a new truck. I wonder how he's going to pay for that. It's none of your business. If you're worried about yourself, I remember not leaving my... See, people are worried about things they don't need to worry about. I remember I was doing some work on my house, and every time I build on my house, hey man, folks come by. I've been working my house for a long time, and I turn it from a little matchbox to a little, you know, but folks always come by. Somebody say, oh, if I had the money, I'd push it over with a bulldozer. But I kept on bamming. I kept on. And folks come by, Mrs. Skeptic, and say, what are you doing now? Every time I add a room, what are you doing now? I did a little two-story. What are you doing now? I said, it's going to be a helicopter pad. That's where the helicopters, they're going. I said, them jets going to slide in there. I'm going to turn into an airport. Okay, in other words, to mind your own business. But you see, people always try to worry about your business, but they don't worry about their business. I'm not going to go around and try to, Brother Jim, go to your house and see how many eggs you got in your refrigerator that is fresh when all of my eggs are rotten. I need to be minding my own business. I need to make sure I got enough faith to get a body change. Because the Lord is soon to come and take a church away. We can see the signs of the time. Look at our church. People getting cold. The spirit of Laodicea is like a big monster. It just blows through the church. The days of miracles pass. God's not going to heal you for that sickness. You might as well forget it. Matter of fact, you shouldn't even go up for prayer. You shouldn't even go for prayer. Your mama died without your daddy. Let me tell you, you need to say, I'm not my mama, I'm not my daddy, but I'm a different breed. You need to say, I'm going to accept God's word. And I come to church, I need a revelation. I need a revelation. How can I be an overcomer? How can, you know, I love this message. Church, this is all I got. You take, you know, they could take the Bible, they could take the CD, amen, amen, but it's already in my heart. See, you can't take this joy that he gave to me. My mama didn't give me this joy. See, I come here tonight to make the devil a lie. He think I'm going to come up here, amen, and act the way some of the people look. I ain't think about the way you look. I'm looking at the angel of the Lord is already here. Disciples want to know, tell us, when shall be the sign of your coming and conjunction, the end of the world, and when one stone don't be left upon another. Hallelujah. You love the Lord. Brother Fred, I'm not going to put you on the spot this time. Praise God. But only when one stone won't be left upon another. You know, I appreciate Brother Fred. You know, Brother Fred came our way, and you know, and man, I couldn't hardly tell. That brother worshiped the Lord. I'm telling you what, we've been blessed when Brother Donnie and all the brothers came up. I call Brother Donnie my big brother. Y'all blessed tonight. Y'all blessed to have a man of God that can feed you angel food. Huh? You're blessed tonight. He's not giving you creeds and dogmas. But he's giving you, amen. What good is it for a man of God to preach faith to you? What I'm trying to say, what good is it for you to take a Canadian bird, feed it vitamin A, feed it vitamin B, and keep it in a cage with its wing growing healthy? You got to let the bird out. You got to fly. What I'm trying to say, we come to church, we hear the message on faith, we hear the message on healing, but what you going to do with that? Going to make it work. I'm going to make it work. Got to get desperate. What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Jesus began to tell them. Now, if you notice, he kept telling them, amen, when they asked the three questions, he explained, when one stone will be left upon another, there will come wars and rumors of wars and perilous time when, and he'd say, and it's going to come a time when false prophets are going to rise. Are you hearing me? Amen. And they're going to show signs and wonders. Now, he let them know the signs that they need to see just before his coming. his second coming. So he talked about his second coming. But I don't know if disciples caught it. Then he went on down. Amen. 24 verse 27, somewhere up in there. He said, as the lightning cometh out of the east and sets into the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. See, I don't know if they caught it. But let me tell you what. That was his second coming. And today, people are looking for him. Let me tell you what. Faith is here tonight. Amen. Healing is here tonight. Amen. And those two sisters could cast that faith. It wasn't Brother Chisholm. It was faith. The Bible says, when two are never to me, something got to happen. Amen. So tonight, you got to believe God. Amen. They want to know. He says, meanwhile, in Timothy 3, Paul says, in the latter days, perilous time. That word perilous means dangerous. Huh? Dangerous. We're living in a dangerous time. Perilous. People have an intellectual conception of the message, but not in reality. Are you hearing me? They could quote it. They could jump. They could shout. But my God, it just can't live it. I find I can't live this. This way too much for me. I can't live holy. If the Holy One inside of me don't make me live holy, I can't live holy. I can't keep myself. It's got to be the keeper that is keeping me. What's keeping me on fire? Amen. In the month of September. Amen. I came to this message when I was 24 years old. Now in a few more days, I'll be 58 years old and I feel like a ball of fire. I feel like snatching a knot in the devil tonight. I'm going to tell you, you can reach out. I don't care. I don't care if a black man, white man, Hispanic. I don't care it is. The man can't heal you. There ain't no man can heal you. There ain't no such thing as one holy man. The whole congregation is holy. It's not the holy church. It's the Holy Spirit that's in the church. You got to get to a place. You got to tell the devil, oh, shut. Let me move out my way. This is a different service tonight. I thought we were going to come back and lay back. Man, this guy walking the aisle like T.D. Jakes. I just come to tell you tonight, this is the second coming of the Lord. And you need to be on fire. How you going to go and you ain't got fire? Huh? He's not coming back for a dead church. Huh? He'd rather you be hot or cold. If you ain't hot, then what are you? Somebody say amen. Oh, I wish I had 10,000 tongues. I'd run the devil out of here. You say the devil's in here. He's unbelief, ain't he? He's trying to take. Praise the Lord, you want this one. Oh my, it's all right. It's all right anyhow. Amen, we got a sword tonight. And I told his sister, I said, you got to believe God. You got to love him. You got to love him. You got to know that God is. You got to know God is consuming fire. You got to be on fire for God. Let me tell you, if you're not on fire, the devil going to blow you out. That's right, the devil will blow you out. Let me tell you what, if the devil ever come around me, he's going to have a time. Because I believe in worshiping God. I feel like a one-man invasion. Are you hearing me? God, let me tell you what, God can create hands. God can create limbs.
The same God that was with William Branham when that Indian boy, he turned him to the audience and God opened that boy's eye. My God's not dead. I'm going to get what I come for tonight. I don't know what you come for tonight, but I'm going to tell you what. He's here, and he's getting ready to take a group of people away. Those that got wrapped in faith. The prophet of God said in August of 1963, he said, we got to have perfect faith in order to get a body change. So let me tell you what. We already got the perfect word. So what we got to do is tap into that revelation. The second coming of the Lord. Lord, give me faith. Don't let my fire die. I'm married to Christ. How many of you are married tonight to Christ? And you know what happened when I got married? I remember real well. Let me tell you what. I remember when I walked down the aisle, I could see. You know what he said? He didn't say, we are gathered here in the sight of this company to join this man. No, I was married to the royalty. I was married to the revelation. I was married to Christ. Amen. And he put his ring on my finger, which is the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing me tonight? He put a ring on my finger, which is the Holy Ghost. And I don't want nobody to take this away from me. This will keep you awake. I don't want you to go to sleep on me. Amen. Because I ain't going to preach the foolish virgin. Amen. The sleeping virgin. Amen. I'm gonna, y'all don't let me go there tonight. But you know, some years ago, hey, I want to tell you this right here. Praise the Lord. See, no wonder Brother Jewel said the devil trying his best to stop the church from crossing over into the book of Acts. That devil is too late. He can't stop us. How are you going to stop us, Brother Fred? He can't stop us. Because I got my ring. I got the Holy Ghost. He can't stop me. I'm not manufacturing this. It's what he's doing. I remember, brother, I remember real well. Amen. You know, we came up real poor, real poor. I ain't had a pair of shoes to graduate. I had to borrow a pair of shoes. Oh, my. And I'm not here to talk about shoes. There's no rapture in the shoe, okay? But I'm trying to get somewhere. And we was poor, so we had to work hard just to earn money. And it was my year of graduating out of school. And I think my senior year was coming up, and I think my ring was about $70. Oh, that was a lot of money back then. Back in 79, that's a lot of money. You got to work a lot of hours just to get that. So I finally got up enough money to get my high school ring. Never forget it. You remember that? I got my ring. When I got my ring, oh, my God. You talking about a man was proud. Back then, I used to take up the offering in the church. Amen. I'll be the first one to get the offering pan. And sometimes I used to walk up in the daytime, Brother Jim, and the light used to glisten from the window. Used to shine on my ring and see like it just sparkle over the church. Everybody see my ring. Young boy, I want everybody to know I was getting ready to graduate because there was a lot of value that come with that ring. I'm trying to say something. I was proud to know that I was almost getting ready to get out of school. I remember so well when, amen, it was lunchtime. We as a senior, last year in school, if we would got to lunchroom late, and other students, the sophomore, the freshman was in line. I don't care. I was at the back of the line. I could walk around the back and walk up front. You know why? Because I was wearing the ring. See, don't lose your ring. Don't lose your ring, little Gloria. Are y'all with me? That ring means a lot to me. See, amen, I was proud to have that ring. So, you know, I remember some of the guys, real big, huge football player. And I was just a little wiener. Amen, a little whippersnapper. I used to walk around the big guys. See, yeah, it's almost like I'm a cop. I'm not even afraid. You got to move, sophomore. Are you hearing me? Because I'm a senior. And when I walked through, I said, excuse me. And some of them just looked down on me. And I just showed them the ring. And are you hearing me? I just walk up to the front of the line, and they're looking all sad. They say, the senior's got the senior privilege. You got a privilege tonight. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. You are a Gentile bride. Amen. You're going in the wedding supper tonight. Are y'all with me? I wish I had a praying church. Y'all don't look like y'all with me tonight. Amen. I was proud because of the ring that I had. Man, I would get up early in the morning and I would wash that ring. You know how you get up and you thank God for the Holy Ghost and you just pray. It seemed like you just prayed and you just, amen, reading books. And after a while, you start getting a little tired. After a while, that ring just a ring. But you forget how long it took you to get that ring. So I would go to school with that ring, all of that. Amen, happened my ring, senior. But something happened. One morning I got up. Long story short, I went in the restroom. Oh, you hear me? Well, I pulled that little lever on the side of the commode. And all of a sudden, when I got up, I heard something say, click, click, click. I said, oh, no, 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 no. And I looked, my ring go. I said, no, 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 no. I got to be dreaming. No, you know, no, the rapture took place yet. No, just the other day, I hadn't done this in a long time. I walked through the house and I called my wife. I got a pretty large house. I called my wife. I said, Gloria. Didn't hear my wife. I walked in the laundry room. I said, Gloria. I didn't hear my wife. I went into the bedroom. I said, Gloria. I heard that old demon say, your wife going in the rapture. I said, devil, you a liar. I said, you a liar. You and your demons get out of my house. Amen. It won't be a rapture till I go in. I'm like Elijah. It won't be rain until I call for it. Are you hearing me? We the one holding this thing up. But my rain, I got desperate, brother. Desperate. I lost my ring. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Folks know I don't have that anointing no more. No, you got the Holy Ghost. Once you got it, you got it. But you got to keep praying. You got to keep your head in the buffs. Huh? You got to pray daily and keep it under the blood. The prophet of God said you'll wither up and die your Christian spirit. You got to pray. The devil don't care nothing about you writing notes all on the wall. You reading your Bible and you ain't putting that thing to work. The devil will laugh at you. You got to believe what you're doing. But I lost my ring. What am I going to do? Not when I go to school. What am I going to do? My baby blue ring is gone. My God, what am I going to do? That thing hurting me so bad. You know how it is when you get the Holy Ghost and you don't realize once you get the Holy Ghost, every gun of the devil now is trained on you. You ain't seen nothing until you get the Holy Ghost. Amen. You ain't seen nothing. Somebody say, you want to get married so bad. You ain't seen nothing until you get married. That's when all your eyes open up. You know, it's a bad thing, brother, to wake up where your wife or your spouse sleeping beside you and wake up and you say, what in the world did I do? You mean to say somebody told me to marry that girl? I know I shouldn't do that. Am I dreaming? You look, your ring there. Am I dreaming? You look over there. She don't look like you thought she'd look. Huh? She done took this off and that off and dentures laying in the glass. And hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. But I thank God, almost 35 years, Brother Jim, I could wake up and look at my wife. I don't care if she got the morning breath. I still love her because God gave her to me. Are you hearing me? The devil might fight. The devil might knock me down. But I still got the Holy Ghost. I feel like I could fly, brother. So my ring was gone, and I got desperate. I got desperate, Lord, what am I going to do? And it's about time to go to school. I said, Lord, my ring. But Jim, you know what I did? I went and found me a desperate wrench. I got down on my knees. It's hard to stumble when you're on your knee. See, sometimes you got to get down when trials come. You all standing up. You all proud. Oh, somebody, I'm talking to you now. Sometimes you need to get on your knees sometimes. I got down on my knees, and I took my judgment in. I said, Lord, my reign got to be clogged up in there some kind of way. Sometimes we need desperation to shake us up. Sometimes we're not desperate enough till trials and tragedies come. Then we get desperate not to realize it's almost the time for the church to go. Amen. Look at the coldness. Look at people. Whatever you do, don't vote to close Saturdays out. You know what? We were thinking about telling Brother Donnie, just cut Saturdays out and like the other church. Don't be like the other church. If you do that, I'm going to be real mad with you. I tell you what, you don't want to come to church, then stay home. Huh? Let's stay home. Brother Jack told him I say that. If you don't want to come to church, then stay home. Nobody making you come to church, stay home. Watch the television. Then do what you got to do. But the bride, they love the word. They love the word. Brother, my song leader, he gets up sometimes. I know he don't feel like it, but there's something inside. Charge that body that make that old man get up and still worship God. Brother God, let me tell you what, God gonna bless you for that. But you got to endure. You got to endure harder. I lost my reign. I took the commode up. I looked all down in the commode. You think I was worrying about, that's a commode? I ain't putting my hand in there where you're not desperate. I'm not going up to the altar crying and tear dropping and looking all that in my face where you're going to never get nowhere. To get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every birth is a mess. Whether it's a pink hospital, a flower bed on the wall, every birth is a mess. That's why some people can't get it, because they don't want to be messy. Ooh, I'm not going to the altar messing up my hair. I just got my hair fixed. But I tell you what, you're going to be left behind with that fixed up hair. That's what's wrong with the church, getting cold. They don't want to slough. They don't know when the last time you cried. Last time you cried when somebody hurt your feeling. When was the last time you've been in the presence of God and the joy of God just come down in your heart? I don't care if you're in the restroom. You ought to thank God that the angel of the Lord is still with you. Oh, church, I feel like preaching tonight. I feel like telling somebody we are the closing of the Gentile bride. Sister, are you happy? Are you happy? Tell those folks you happy.
I'm happy.
Y'all heard that? From child mind come perfect praise. You said, why do you do that? I don't know what God's doing. I'm just following him. But my ring was lost. But I looked down in that commode. I wasn't thinking about what was in there. I want my ring. I stuck my hand all up in that trap. That's as far as I could go. You know, that's how the devil does it sometimes. See, we to the top of the pyramid. Sometimes that devil try to get us. He try to reach his hand up, and he can't get us. You know why? Because we're way to the top of the pyramid. Are you hearing me? He can't get up there because he ain't got perfect love. I know sometimes you say, I'm too proud. You're going to get off them hot horses. Yeah, they're coming to persecute you. You're going to get off them high horse. Yeah, them proud spirit. Yeah, you're going to leave that home. Yeah, you think you better than everybody because you drive a expensive car. You're going to get off them high horses after a while. We ain't seen no pressure yet. Nice air condition. Nice car, nice home. You ain't seen no pressure. Worship when you feel like worship. You don't feel like, I just ain't going to do it. Until pressure come. Then when pressure come, you all praising God. God sees your heart. Yes, sir. I learned to praise him on the top of the mountain. Because when I go down in my valley, my hands will still be lifted up. Amen. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank God tonight. Amen. I'm almost 58 years old. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. God gave me peace. God gave me meekness. God give me a spirit of courtesy. How to talk to people. Some people don't know how to talk to you. They talk rough. Huh? They don't know how to say good morning. They just say nice. They ain't courtesy. They don't know how to say good morning, my brother. How you doing? It's so good to see you. This must be your precious wife. Bless you, my sister. Is this your grand? See, they're interested. Well, good to see you tonight. Oh, bless your people tonight. And my sister, how are you doing tonight? See, a lot of people, they ain't interested in nothing. You know, say they're all about themselves. Be nice. Learn to be courtesy. Learn how to speak with meekness. Come on, we the bride of Jesus Christ. Ain't no such thing, brother. It's a Monday morning blues. Huh? Don't let them tell you that. The bride don't have no Monday morning blues. You shake that devil and put on your robes of righteousness and say when you get up in the morning, say good morning. I told a fella good morning. He said it's too early to tell. I know what world he was pulling from. See, a bride of Jesus Christ is always positive. You ought to be happy you're in church. You ought to be happy tonight. You're able to sit there and breathe out that old air and God push fresh air in. You ought to be happy tonight. You ought to be happy tonight. Blood just running through your vein. You ought to be happy tonight that you can see. Don't take it for granted. I'm happy, Brother Joy. I'm happy. You know what I'm happy for? Because my name is on the Lamb Book of Life. Y'all gonna make me preach in a little bit. I'm so happy my name is on the Lamb Book of Life. And let me tell you what, God thought of me before he even thought of the devil. Well, he don't like that. I can hear that devil say, son, that's up under the belt. I meant to knock the devil out. Amen. I was in God's mind before the foundation of the world. But I lost my reign. I pick up the commode. I look in there. I went and got the plunger. Mama said, Isaiah, you're going to be late going to school. Right then, I didn't want to hear nothing about school. You know, sometimes when you say, I got the Holy Ghost, and the devil knocked you one, amen, now you don't even know you got the Holy Ghost. Don't let that devil pull that on you. And say, once saved, you always saved. Once God give you the Holy Ghost, he's not going to take it back. I'm trying to get where I'm going, Brother Joy, but they won't hardly let me there. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, I've lost my reign. My reign, my high school reign. Pick up the commode. Look on it, put it back down, got the plunger. Oh, Lord, please, please, please. I was living in the town's city limit. So there wasn't no such thing. My reign went down in the sewer and down the street. It was gone. I had my reign 4 days. 4 days. Got on a Friday, the next week it was gone. No more reign. No more senior citizen. No more identification. No more credentials. My reign was gone. I was too poor to buy another ring. Hallelujah. But I thank God gave me a ring. He gave me a robe of righteousness. I could be down in my spirit, but he'll never take that away from me. Oh, praise God. Can I just tell something else about the ring? I'm going to talk about the lady with the pearls in a little bit. I remember some years ago, my wife and I, 35 years ago, first met her. She was 19 years old. And amen, I was about 22. And I love her, I love her, I love her. The devil don't like for me to say that. Huh? Shame on you, you can't say it. What you married her for? You married her because she had Coca-Cola bottles? Huh? Or you married her because of character? Are you hearing me? If you married because of character, you'll love her always. I remember my wife and I, we was, amen, we went to the courthouse, or we went to the Magnolia Mall. Just got married. I was working at the college. Wasn't making it every 2 weeks. My wife and I walked in this jewelry store. You know, you try to, you ever seen people come to church, they try to look like they're happy, and you know they ain't happy. They're trying to put on front, they're just miserable. You can look at their face and tell they're miserable. They're trying to smile, they go, they can't even smile right. They're trying to wave the hand like it broke. Let me tell you what, you can't put on this thing got to be genuine. My wife and I, amen, we walked in the mall looking around. I said, honey, oh man, we just as happy young people, 19, we just running and skipping, running the mall, amen, behaving ourselves. Walked up to the jewelry store, and the lady had a lot of rings there. I'll never forget that. Walked up there and look at those rings. Amen, when I look at the ring, I said, honey, what's that? lady walked up. That ring was $3,000, $4,000. And when I looked at it, the lady walked up. And, you know, when you're in that atmosphere, you be around people upper class, you try to act like that. You follow me? You just as poor as you could be, you try to act like you could afford that ring. You can't afford gas in your car. Are you hearing me? Some of you got a ring, you don't even pay your tithes. You got a phone, you don't even pay your tithes. Oh, God. Look where y'all got me going at. Amen. So me and my wife walked up there, and the lady said, which ring you would love to have? So I look at my wife. My wife, pardon me, she's not a good actor. I learned how to act. You know, somebody say, Brother Chilton, you and Brother Donnie act all the time. You know, Brother Brandon, Brother Donnie showed me the prophet of God said some preachers are fireball and some preachers are actors. So I act out my sermons. Oh, you hear me? Y'all leave me alone. Let me preach tonight. So the lady walked up and she said, well, y'all like to purchase a ring. And you know, my grandma poor, but I had to scramble some good grammar. I said, just looking, ma'am. My heart just beat. I'm trying to think what the next word is say. She said, well, look at this one, $3,600. And she said, now, this is gorgeous. Those are the words she used. I said, that's nice. I look at my wife. I said, honey, how you like that? And my wife wasn't moving fast. And I said, you know, let's say smile. You know, like we got money. Well, you know, that's nice. And I said, ma'am, I said, I'll tell you what. Let's just keep shopping around, you know. You know, we let us just shop around. We never came back to that place because we couldn't afford that. But to think about, if I would have bought a $4,000 ring for my wife, $4,000, we barely make it. I don't think there's nothing got a price to it when you want to do something nice for your wife. Right. Amen, brother. Come on, don't leave me out here by myself. There's no price tag to it. Amen. If she want a Bentley, go get her one. Right. The thing's still going to be the same, though. And I told my wife, I said, let's, you know, we, you know, I think about it, I said, now, if I think about what it would feel like if I would bought my wife, Brother Joy, a $4,000 ring, a $4,000 ring, and I come home and I walk through the house and I notice the ring gone.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. What's that?
You got to tell me something.
What's that?
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to walk. I'm going to look in her jewelry box. I'm going to see if the ring in there. Huh? I'm walking through. I'm trying to see what happened to your joy.
Yeah.
I'm walking through. What happened to your meekness?
Right.
What happened to your patience?
Right.
Why you took it off for? I don't see you wearing faith no more. Where is your joy? Why are you not wearing it now?
Real,
are you hearing me?
Right.
Just to know that my wife lost a $4,000 ring, I will be pretty heated. What you think about in the book of Luke, the Palestinian woman, amen, she didn't realize back in those days they wore a ring, and the ring was a band that they wore on their head, not like a ring that we wear today. But this lady lost one of her coins out of there. Now the prophet of God said, you want to know what she lost? She lost either it was joy, either it was peace, either it was faith, whatever it was, she lost one of them. And she realized, amen, that she lost it. Let me tell you about the Church of the Living God. This woman got your place. She got desperate. Let me tell you tonight, I'm not going to hold you long tonight. Whatever you lost, you need to go find it. Are you hearing me? Brother Joy, I remember some years ago. Amen. I remember some years, almost 25 years ago. I remember when we first came to this message, like a ball of fire. You talking about faith. But you know, the devil tried to move in, but you got to kick that faith. I remember the time when the headache come, I rebuked the headache. The headache had to go. What did it change? Is God still alive? But children use common sense. That was common sense. I used one of my five senses. I said, devil, I rebuke you. I told you the story. I remember my oldest daughter. She back there. She was in the bedroom playing with her brother. And the bed fell on her. When the bed fell on, my boys rushed out of the room, and my daughter was trapped in there. And I rushed to the door, and I thought about it, it's my only daughter. I said, where is little Glory? They said, Dad, she trapped up under the bed. But when I got in there, my daughter somehow got out. But blood was running down her forehead. And I said, little Glory, the only thing I could thought about, Jeriah's daughter. Amen. I thought about the same God that is here tonight. My daughter was pouring blood. I could see the pus jumping on top of her head and the blood running down her face. And I said, baby, do you believe God? The only thing she said, yes, yes, yes. Now, when two are never to me, she wasn't looking at daddy. She believed God's word. I taught her. But the daddy preached the word. But you got to believe. I said, do you believe God's a healer? She said, yes, yes. And I said, lay my hands on her. And when I moved my hand, the blood instantly stopped. That was 28 years ago. But now, God give me more information. But you got more scientific thing now. Well, you used to trust in God. You got to ask God, God, give me that faith. Give me that faith to walk up to my wife and say, in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? In the name of Jesus, be thou well. In the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you believe God's word tonight? Maybe tonight you lost something. Maybe you lost that relationship. Do you know how my heart felt when that sister told me she lost it for her husband? I'm not talking about her natural husband. But what about Christ? What about Christ? And Brother Brown said, those corn, they had value to it. Amen. He said, one of those value, those corn mean being virtue to your husband. Oh my God. Are y'all hearing me? How many? We are married. Huh? We are married to Christ. How many of you still love him? Can I just preach the natural, then I'll hit the spiritual? Now the prophet of God said, your wife obey your husband. Y'all gonna leave me up here by myself? Huh? Is your life worthy of the gospel? Huh? Obey. Brother Branham said that's been going out of the window. Can y'all let me preach? Can you let me preach? Brother Branham said you're not even a Christian.
Amen.
Oh, I know I'm a Christian. Okay, he that is spiritual. Huh? As the prophet said, amen, you got to get your place. You got to know how to govern yourself. Well, you got some man, oh my, oh me. You got some man don't know how, they pushes their wife into things. Are you hearing me? Huh? They pushes their wife. Warm my eyes to hush. Is that going to create rapture and faith? I'm preaching tonight. Warm my eyes to hush. Be quiet. That ain't going to help. I told a young couple tonight, the other day, I said, hey man, you want a beautiful marriage? I'm talking tonight. Oh my God. If the shoe fit, wear it. What size you wear, put it on. Brother Jim, I was in a meeting one time, in a safety meeting, and the foreman was getting on everybody for this out of order and that out of order, and this messed this up. And one guy standing beside me, he said, man, I don't know what he's talking about. I know I didn't mess it. I said, what are you talking about? And the foreman kept saying this and that. He was getting on the crew. And the guy said, I don't know what he's talking about. Man, I don't know what he complained for. I said, what are you talking about? He said, look what he's talking about. I said, come here. He walked away and the foreman still after the meeting. I said, what size shoe you wear? He said, I wear a size 11. I said, well, he was talking about a size 7. What I'm trying to say tonight is a shoe fit, wear it. What I'm trying to say tonight, amen, if the Holy Spirit talking to you tonight, ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord. Look, I got to believe God's word. God got to control me. Amen. When you feel that old heat that's coming on you, when your hair stand up, you raise it, you got to say, God, Holy Ghost, you got to work. I'm going to have rapture and faith, and I can't stop fussing. Huh? See, I know what people want. They want to hear about the seven thunders and but what about the little falses? What about wives don't be submissive to their own husband? Huh? Talking about a rapture? You don't. Paul said they have a form of godliness. Brother Brown said that's the Pentecostal age. And look, my sister, we're living in the age. Amen. Every spirit out of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea, all those spirits is turned loose on the bride. Sisters don't mean to be that way, but it's because of a lack of prayer. Some men's husband, love your wife. I think about that, brother. Husband, love your wife. Even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That he might present it unto himself. Oh my God, I feel a heat wave coming on. Oh my, you might as well raise your hand tonight. The Holy Ghost is calling you out. You sitting up in church and looking all pretty. You just as mean as you could be to your husband. And talking about a rapture. God praise everybody. Just putting on a front. Come on, come on. Be for real. The shoe fit and wear it. I don't respect my husband. Well, something wrong. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You got a ghost, but it's not the Holy Ghost. It's a woolly ghost. Are you hearing me? What about husband and wife? Husband love their wife. You know, and be not bitter against her. Huh? Don't be bitter against her. She's as the weak of Esther. But Jim, I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn, I'm the man of the house. It don't work like that always. We're living in the age, the coming of the Lord. You got to be wise as a serpent. I don't care, you're the man of the house. Sometimes you got to learn how to shut that thing up. Are y'all going to let me preach? I know this is different tonight. Huh? But we're talking about the second coming of the Lord. And people can't overcome themselves. Huh? Ain't no mean. There's no mean person going to heaven. One sister told me, I know I got the Holy Ghost. Well, prove the word. The word says, wives, be submissive to your husband. A lot of wives don't even have respect for their own husband. Brother, sister, I would hate to see. My God, I would hate to hear your husband call me. Brother Donnie come back. And Donnie, Brother Donnie, his wife come to the house. And every time you fix a meal, you give your husband a little glass. But when Donnie come, you give him the whole pitcher. Donnie's not living with you. That is your husband. You should treat that man with respect. Well, he never called me a queen, but treat him like a king. He'll treat you like a queen. Are you hearing me? You said, well, Brother Chisholm, I try my best to treat my wife like a queen. Well, keep treating her like a queen. And she make you upset. You remember, we getting ready to get a body change. The devil is fighting the marriage real hard, Brother Jeff. He's fighting marriages. A young lady told me yesterday, I told him I got married when I was 23. She said, that was too young. I said, how many kids we had? We had six. She said, that's too many. You got married too early. I said, it's not if you know what you want. So you going in there because she got them pretty blue eyes, bright eyes. Them eyes going to change. That hair going to change. That black hair ain't going to be black all the time. It's going to turn white. Them 32 teeth, she's going to lose some of them. Are you hearing me? Amen. I told her, I said, see, when I got married, I went in because I wanted a family. I wanted to have something. I had some children in my lawn. I wanted to express. See, some people, when they come to church, they come for the wrong thing. I've come to church because I want to express Christ. I want this bitterness to get out of me. I want to be an overcomer. I want the Holy Ghost that shut the devil. When I feel that heat coming on me, Holy Ghost, you got to work. How, brother, how I'm going to praise the Lord in the church and all shout and praise the Lord and can't even live at home? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I'm talking about the coming of the Lord. Let me tell you what the prophet of God said. Church, we living in an age. That's what we need to do. Check yourself. Examine yourself. Huh? I told my wife, I said, if I'm upset, I'm just upset. A lot of people, you know, but Jim, they be fussing real loud. But when somebody come up there quiet now, Be yourself. Act the same way. I know a young man, a preacher. Oh, he know this mess. You talking about he could break it down to seven thunder. He could break it down and put it in your lap and put it back together and blow your mind. But he couldn't live it. He took his wife and lay on the floor and straddled her with his knees and beat her so hard as our head till she had bells ringing in her ear. He'd get up on Sunday morning and he could teach the statue of a perfect man and make you cry. Fill the altar, but can't live the life. God, I don't want that. Lord, you're too close to come. I want to see a God. I want to see a God inside of me. I want to see the same God that was with William Branham. You soon to come, Lord. And I, these hateful spirit, I pick up them spirit from my ancestor. Lord, they got to leave me tonight. Is this all right? A form of godliness. People live one thing home, but when they come to church, they put it on the front. That man would lay that young lady on that floor and he would beat her side of her head. And when he beat her, they'll knock at the door. He'll jump off. Get up. And she go in the bathroom, fix yourself up. Oh God. She runs in the bathroom, blood out of her mouth. Oh God. Eyes all dark up. And he opened the door. Oh God, help us. Oh God, help us. You know, ain't gonna be nothing but a few going this rapture. Huh? Oh my God, let's look at yourself tonight. Are you ready for this coming? He goes to the door. Y'all pardon me for going this way tonight. He goes to the door. Well, God bless you. Come right in. Brother, come in. And he says, oh, so happy to see you. My wife and I were just talking about you. Boy, when the devil is on you, the devil is on you. That devil have you lying. Me and my wife and I, correct English. My wife and I, have a seat, Pastor. Sit down. I have my wife to fix you something to drink. What would you like to have? How can a devil do that? Well, he could do it. Sit down, Pastor. What would you like to have? Yeah, my wife. And she had to take a deep breath. And she come by, God bless you, Pastor. How you doing? So good to have you. Yes, my husband and I, we were just talking about you. She lying just like Sapphire's. We're happy to have you. Know you ain't living right. Know your home is shabby. Why? No, she don't have respect for her husband. But she come to church. And you're my food, Brother Donnie. But you want food, the Holy Ghost that's inside of him. I told the young people, I said, the older folks, at least they stay together. They didn't leave their children. There's been a time, Brother Jim, there's been a time through the process, there's been some stunning and some lighting. There's been a time I felt like walking away, but I had love for her. Sometimes I feel like walking away, but I look in my baby's eyes. Something kept me going. Sometimes I feel like walking away, but I think about my God been good to me. I think about he brought me over a many, many battles. He brought me over troubled water. He fed me when I was hungry. I can't walk away. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I know he healed my child. He healed me. He gave me a job. God, give me this Holy Ghost. You soon to come, Lord. If I ain't got it, Lord, I'm going to be lost. It's look like the young people, look like they're caught up in Snapchat. Oh, my God. Brother, when we was coming, this your wife, I'm sure. Brother, when we was coming up, older, thank God I was coming up in the 60s. This young group, they trade like used cars. They don't like it, they'll leave and go get another. But I thank God. God kept me through the tough. The hard time to stick with her. Are you hearing me? God's talking to somebody. Y'all pardon me tonight. But we live in a time where people have a form of godliness, denying the power they are. Do you believe God can change your marriage tonight? Do you believe God could help you tonight? Look, whatever you do, don't play with yourself. You know you and your husband ain't living right. Let me tell you what. You got to be strong in this hour. I thank God I got a strong wife. I got a strong wife because if I try to come in my house with something, it's not like the word my wife will tell me. If she don't say nothing, she'll look at me funny. Your wife, you see your husband dying. You see things that, amen, the message told us not to do. You see your husband walk around with shorts on like he's a sissy. Huh? He's wearing his wife underneath garment. You scared to say something. Well, I'll tell him tonight, you a big sissy. Ain't got an ounce of man in you. Oh, God. Lord have mercy. Did I say that? Huh? You got to be, you look, you got to want to live right, brother Jack, brother, I'm sorry tonight. Y'all tell Brother Don, I'm sorry tonight. But that's the way it is. Let me tell you, it's too many people coming to church that is coming to church just to say I've been on a Saturday. But let me tell you what, I won't leave out here tonight until I know that the angel of the Lord touched me. It's too close for me to be playing. I already know I done lost one of my coins. I don't have the joy like I used to. I don't want to read the message book no more. I don't know when the last time I read a whole chapter. That's a sign right there. You died.
Right, right. It's a sign. It's a sign.
Wives, be submissive to your husband. Somebody told me, they said, Brother Chisholm, cry loud and speak. Speak against sin. Sin and creeping into the churches. People playing games. Later for the music. We need music, but we need holiness. We need holiness. I can be holy wherever I go. God help me tonight. If my wife and I, if we decide to go on the beach, I got to tell my wife, look, honey, we way up in the mountain. There's nothing wrong with you putting on a little bathing suit. I mean, any guy. No, that's a lie. My wife can't show her body like that. It's wrong. Somebody say amen. But look, guys, creeping into the churches. I preach at a church and people ain't realizing right at the end of the day. I saw a lady had her toes painted and she was a prayer warrior. What made her decide to paint her big toes now? Brother Jim, right at the coming of the Lord, something told her it's all right to put a little fingernail, the little toe polish on. Oh, my God. The coming of the Lord. Look how the devil is doing. You got folks ain't happy the way God made them. So some of the black folks, they done been around the white sisters so long, now they want blue eyes. God made me with whatever color my eye, whatever color my wife's eyes is, that's the color. I wish my wife, I would come on, my wife got some hazel looking eyes. God didn't made you no hazel blue eyes. Are y'all going to let me preach? Your white folks don't know what I'm talking about, but I wish I had some black folks here. They'll tell you where I'm at. I've been around the white sisters so much, they love the way they blonde hair. Now you got blonde hair and blue eyes. Are y'all going to help me preach this thing or what? Huh? What's wrong with the church of today? People ain't happy the way God made them. Got good teeth to take it out and put a gold teeth in. For what? Are you hearing me? Looking like the world. Looking like the world. Amen. Wearing jewelry like Jezebel. Jezebel was Jezebel before she was exposed. The spirit was already in her. Let me tell you tonight, whatever's in you at the coming of the Lord, church, it's time to go home. But my God, I ain't mean to be this way tonight. It's hard tonight. It's hard tonight. But Lord, give us that faith. Lord, clean my house. God, clean my house. I pick up a trait from my father right at the coming of the Lord. I said, God, you got to change me. I can't keep going this way. My father used to fuss all the time. But you should be saying that. Where y'all think I am? I'm a preacher that got faults and failure. But I serve a God that is able to keep that which I committed unto him. You know why God's able to help me? Because I know how to come down low. I know you want me to stand up there and like I'm all this and that. But I fight devils too. And I'm asking God to help me tonight. Help God to help me. God to heal my eyes. Lord, to heal me. How many of you need a healing tonight? Just before the changing of these five bodies. Never in the history of time. How many people you see blessing this message like never before? For the last 5 years, some of my best friends is walking away. People that clearly believe this message is walking away, going back to the world, going back getting television. I don't even know where I did with my handkerchief. Oh my God. It's time to be on fire. It's time to be for real. Folks, going back, the thing that they've destroyed, Galatians 2 and 18, the thing that I destroy, I get them again. I'm making myself a transgressor. I see people used to take their television. Where you going? I'm going to the dumpster. The prophet of God said you shouldn't have one. If you ain't got a revelation, you better get it out the dumpster and bring it right. Where you going? I'm going to put that thing back in my house. Because you ain't got a revelation. You're going to watch television at auntie house or somebody's house. Television is programming people's mind for the mark of the beast. But I thank God, the only vision I want is the vision of rapture, because it's so close to the coming of the Lord. I don't want nothing to happen to me. Tonight, I'm saying, I'm raising my hand. I said, Lord, if there's anything that ain't right, make it clear to me tonight. I don't want to be lost, church. Brother Jack, I'm from the close. I don't want to see myself. I don't want to stand at that ship, at that dock that day, that ship, when that ship pulled off. I want to know I'm on there, church. I want to know that I got enough faith that when he come, I want to know that I got my corns. Lord, give me the meekness. Help me to be kind. Teach me how to talk. A lot of men don't know how to talk to their wife. They don't know how to be gentle to them. You understand, Brother Jim? Married for years, and they wonder why she's so grouchy. Every time she's so sticky, you ain't watering her right. Women live off of words. Men live off what they see. Are you going to help me preach, mama? Huh? And how can a woman blossom when you always beating her down? Everything she put on, it don't look right. You got your hair. Dad, you can't help her like that. When she don't look good, you need to say, honey, you sure look good tonight. Make her feel good. When she cook one of your dish that you don't love, honey, I really appreciate these biscuits. You need to be appreciative. You need to tell God, I appreciate you tonight. I think about many times, Brother Jack. I think about my wife, amen, between life and death, brought my children into this world. We've been together too long now. I can't leave her now. You said, Brother Chill, you talking about leaving your wife? No, somebody else thinking about it. 35 years, what I'm going to do? You know how the old folks go look for a young one? What I'm going to do with a young woman? She be wanting to run on the treadmill. I can't run around the track. She be ready to go. Woman, you got to bring my oxygen tank. I'm tired. Paul said, husband, love your wife. Don't be looking at somebody else's wife. Hello, everybody. Come to church looking at somebody's wife. Keep your eyes on your own wife. Cherish your own wife. Somebody say amen. That's what I tell my wife. When I go into the bedroom, I say, honey, turn around. Just turn around. Look at my beautiful wife. Look at my beautiful roses. 35 years, I cherish it. I cherish it. And I look at it. I say, honey, we are married. We are married. When two omnipotent meet together, something is about to happen. And I thank God, brothers, tonight, you ought to thank God that you got a wife that's living right. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. You ought to thank God that you got a wife. You need to change the whole flow mat. You need to go home and be different. Yeah, I'm not talking about open the car doors, because you ain't going to do nothing but a couple of service and you back to where you are. But learn to do something different. Learn to zip that up. Just walk away. Because we're so close. I don't want nothing to hinder us. I don't want me and my wife prayers to be hindered. What good is it? My wife and I, we don't fuss all night. Then I'm getting on my knees and praying. You said, Brother Chill, you sure preaching kindergarten tonight. You'd be surprised too. It's time tonight. The Lord is soon to come. That lady found out that one of her pearls was missing. And the Bible said that she called her neighbors. How many of you could call your neighbors? Brother Jim, she called her neighbors. If she was in our day, she would call her neighbor. Girl, guess what I found? So what you found, girl? Girl, you remember that corn I lost? You remember that joy that I lost? I used to have joy. It seemed like I was losing. But girl, I got joy. I come to church 30 minutes early. Girl, I've been reading a book. Girl, I read my Bible the other day. Girl, I feel the presence of the Lord. You did what? Come on to the house. I have swept down here. I have found my joy. I have found my peace. I have found my patience. I lost my joy. What you need to do? You need to search. She didn't go looking in somebody else's house. She looked in her house. Brother Joy, I'm not going to your house looking for my joy. I lost my joy. I'm going to look in my house. She searched. She looked. Jeremiah said, you seek me with your whole heart. You shall find me. Remember, some people can't keep joy and peace. They don't search him all the way. This joy that I got tonight, the world didn't give me this joy. The world can't take it away. Musician, come on up. Thank God I got my pearl. I found my joy tonight. I found meekness tonight. I found peace tonight. How many could truly say, Lord, I thank you tonight for my joy tonight. Lord, I thank you. Lord, let me live a life that's worthy of the gospel. Let me treat my wife because she's the queen of heaven. See, the devil don't love this kind of preaching. This is what you call kindergarten preaching. A lot of people want to know about the seven thunders. They want to know about Sabine Canyon, but he can't even live right. Oh, brother, children didn't preach deep tonight. Why you want deep things? You can't even be to church on time. It's a funny thing. Right at the coming of the Lord, I see people, when it's time to go to work, Brother Jim, they'll break their neck because they don't, man, you're going to fire me, I'll be late. What about church? What about church? What about my joy? I thank God, Brother Brown, this joy that I have tonight, this world didn't give it to me. I thank God I found my coin. I lost my reign, church. I lost my joy. I lost my peace. I lost meekness. But I thank God tonight. I found it tonight. And because he lived, I can face tomorrow. How many love him tonight? Just give me a key, amen. Amen. Because he lived tonight, I can face tomorrow. How many of you thank God tonight? I didn't mean to hold you that long tonight, but this is a serious time. My heart really bleeds. You said, Brother Children, why you had to preach that way? You'll be surprised. When I told the pastor what happened to one of his members, he didn't know what the sister said. He said, Brother Children, you kidding me? He said, I thought that sister was a concrete wall. I said, yes, brother. I said, she right on the edge. She feel like giving up. And that's why my heart go out tonight. I just want to preach on a level tonight. I ain't want to go out and show up in nothing. Why go there and the people ain't there? Simple message. The cat in the house. Get the cat out the house. So we can have church. So we can worship him tonight. I don't know about you tonight, but the joy I got tonight, I love him tonight. How many of you thank God for that peace that can pass all understanding? That peace tonight that, amen, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. I thank God tonight. And the darkness, cold Laodicea, there's a joy in my heart tonight. You know why I'm happy tonight? Because y'all created that. You got the faith in here. And I believe tonight, you said, Brother Chilton, you were pretty hard tonight. God know what he's doing. But there are some people in here that is certified, that sees, that ready to take the rapture. I believe it with all my heart. Because our God lives tonight. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because I did what God told me to do tonight. All fear is gone. I'm gone and know he holds the future and life is worth the living. You know, right now I feel in my heart, you say you take it too long. I'll stay all night. If you want to cry for God, I'll stay right here with you tonight. And get up in the morning and preach. It's worth it tonight. How many of you need God to help you tonight? Lord, I need help tonight. Lord, I've been two people too long. Help me tonight. Oh, because I know. Somebody said, Brother Chisholm, my marriage is right on the edge. Let me tell you what, God can fix your marriage. God can fix, God can give you love like when you first made your vows. Hallelujah. I made a vow to the Lord a long time ago. Oh, because he lives.
Thank you. good.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate the word of the Lord tonight, don't we? Amen. Let's sing it tonight as we go. We're going to keep pressing on. Let's sing that tonight, if you will. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Did you enjoy service tonight? Let's give the Lord a big hand clap of praise tonight. God bless you. Remember service in the morning at 11. Shake hands with somebody as you leave tonight. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. God bless you. We're going to keep pressing on. Church, see you in the morning. We're